Let's stay with Indonesia now, and ISIS has claimed responsibility for the dual suicide bombing that hit Jakarta yesterday. Three police officers were killed and 12 people wounded when twin blasts occurred near a bus station. The attack was the deadliest in Indonesia since January 2016. It comes at an interesting moment for our biggest neighbour. Lots of things changing in Indonesia right now. Author Desi Anwar is an Indonesian senior journalist, host of Insight with Desi Anwar on CNN Indonesia. She's in Australia for the Sydney Writers' Festival. She's here in the studio with me. Good morning to you.
Hi, morning, Hamish.
Apa kabar?
Bye.
Bye.
Terima kasih. Thanks for inviting me here.
Thank you for coming in. Twin blasts targeting police officers just days before Ramadan. ISIS has claimed responsibility for it. But this comes amid a broader mood of change in Indonesia, I think, at least as we observe it here. You're seeing the sort of rounding up of Ahok, the Chinese governor of Jakarta. We're seeing canings of gay men. What is happening in Indonesia right now?
Well, Hamish, I mean, absolutely right. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, the last time we had the terrorist bomb in Indonesia was back in 2016. And I mean, when you say that things are changing, things have been changing in Indonesia for the last couple of decades, at least since I started reporting what's happening in Indonesia. We know the fall of President Suharto in 1998, the opening up of Indonesia to democracy, the presidential election in 2014 when Jokowi became the first basically non-political elite person elected as president of Indonesia. And then recently, of course, the election of the new governor in Jakarta that was also very polarizing. But if you remember back in 2014, the election of Jokowi and Prabowo, who was a former general, that was already extremely polarizing. So we have been seeing this very interesting dynamics in Indonesia's democracy since 1998. That has not stopped. And this will escalate, so to speak, when we have the 2019 election coming up, because 2018 is basically when everybody would start campaigning again. So yes, absolutely interesting times in Indonesia, but that's Indonesia, given the complexity of the country, it's 250 million people compared to Australia. It's absolutely huge. It's complex with different ethnicities, different religions. So it's, you know, democracy is bound to make things even much more interesting.
If we can pass out some of those issues then, you know, there is always this question, I think, that Australians have about the current of extremist Islam. Of course, Indonesia, by and large, an extremely moderate Muslim country, and certainly relative to other predominantly Muslim countries. But, you know, hundreds of Indonesians have run off to the Middle East to join ISIS, must be said, just like hundreds of Australians as well. But how much concern is there in Indonesia about radicalization, both at home and those going off to sort of fight jihad elsewhere?
Well, it's been a great deal of a concern. If you remember the Bali bombing in 2002, with a huge, I mean, many Australians were also killed, and that was, you know, sort of the Al-Qaeda related bombing. And recently, it's sort of more the ISIS-related bombing, although it's much low-tech, with a lower number of casualties. So that has always been there. As a matter of fact, this push for sort of a more transnational Islam affiliation, you know, this idea of the caliphate had always existed since the inception of Indonesia. When Indonesia became independent in 1945, there had always been elements of wanting to make Indonesia a sort of an Islamic country. As a matter of fact, we're not, but we're not secular either. Our tenets is the Pancasila, of which belief in God is very important, but it's not any particular religion, because other than Islam, there's also Hindu, Muslim and Christianity in Indonesia. But you're right, the majority of Indonesians are Muslims and mainly sort of the more moderate. But the trend has been sort of this, it's a transnational trend of the rise of the Salafism, the Wahhabism, that is, we are seeing as a global phenomenon where
And that's
more
come through Saudi investment in mosques
and
schools
and
that kind of thing.
This is not a new thing.
Sure.
We've had this, actually, as a matter of fact, under President Suharto, there's a move towards creating sort of the caliphate, that it's called the national, you know, Indonesian, the Islamic State, and that was banned. And that's why under President Suharto, the things like radicalism, and he was an authoritarian president, it was suppressed. But when democracy came, and basically democracy is a rule of the people, it's the voice of the majority, that's when we're seeing this sort of rise and being picked up, of course, by the media, because now it's a democracy. You know, you're free to express yourself. And we have the social media, and then everything can be out there in the open.
I suppose one thing I find interesting here in Australia is perceptions about Indonesia and perceptions of Islam in Indonesia. Having studied there and spent time in the Middle East as well, the manifestation of Islam in Indonesia is very distinct. It's not the same thing, even compared with other Asian countries, which are predominantly Muslim. The way in which Islam is practiced mm-hmm. and understood and interpreted is unique.
Absolutely. And it comes down to the history of Islam and how Islam came to the archipelago. It came by Arab traders. It didn't come by sort of proselytizing, sort of missionary. But if you notice, there are different shades of Islam. The majority of Muslims in Indonesia, of the NU, the Nahdlatul Ulama, it's sort of more syncretic form of Islam, where the Muslim faith is mixed with the local traditions, local culture. But then on the other side, there's also, you know, the Muhammadiyah, which is sort of a purer form of interpretation of Islam. And then you have Aceh, you know, with the caning of the men, which is now a Sharia province, is an autonomous province. And they're sort of much closer to sort of the Saudi Arabian country, because they're much more related to Mecca, so to speak. But yes, the majority of Muslims in Indonesia are basically moderate. But you quite rightly pointed out, there is this trend for a new sort of conservatism, more sort of extreme, more you know, orthodox interpretation of Islam, which is of the Wahhabi, the Saudi Arabian form of Islam, that is becoming more visible.
Hmm. I would love to stay and talk all day mm-hmm. with you, but unfortunately we've got to get on to other topics. Desi Anwar, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you,
in.
My pleasure.
Terima kasih.
Sama-sama, Hamish.
Desi Anwar is an Indonesian senior journalist, host of Insight with Desi Anwar on CNN Indonesia. She's the author of several books, including Being Indonesian, Life, Strife and the Pursuit of Democracy. And she's speaking at the Sydney Writers' Festival later today and tomorrow.